Get ready for an encouraging moment of inspiration with Dr. Ty Dixon, brought to you by the Soul Winners Connection. Your life will never be the same.
Hello, my radio listening audience. This is Dr. Ty Dixon, and I have something so special for you today. You better put your seatbelts on, open up your listening ear, because we're going to have another session of Living It Out. Yes, Living It Out for this session. I have someone in the studio with me, and I tell you what, this man of God is power-packed. He's an author, he's a financial educator, he's a speaker, he loves his family. Shout out to Lisa. Yes, shout out to Lisa. And I want to introduce you to this man that's going to impact your life, but he's got something for your children too. But so gather your children too around this Living It Out. Rich, how are you doing? Rich Holly is in the studio.
Hi, Ty. I appreciate being here. It's awesome. Again, yes, I am Rich Holly. I am a children's book author. I've been teaching kids from kindergarten to fifth grade the value of saving money through a cartoon. So I've been having a great time.
Oh, yes. And I love the concept of a children's book and teaching children about financial literacy and all of that. And we can have some millionaires by the time they're 15 years old and all of that, breaking that spirit of poverty in the family. What experiences propel you into the financial area? What pushed you that direction?
Well, I'll start with this. I was 21 years in the Navy. I was an air traffic controller. But as an air traffic controller, our jobs in the Navy, we had collateral duties. So we had other duties. And one of my duties was a financial consultant.
Okay.
So I would actually go and help our younger sailors and do budgets for them and their family to make sure they stayed in good graces with their debt and finances. So I really propelled. It was a joy to help them. Mm-hmm. With their budgets. And then when I retired from the Navy, I went to Mass Mutual and I worked as a financial specialist for a while. And I realized something. Working with adults isn't always that much fun.
Uh-oh. Are you telling me some adults don't want to listen?
Maybe.
But they say, the bill collector, but they say it's due. Then they say, Jesus will work it out.
Jesus will work it out.
And then Jesus said, why don't you pay it out?
It was, God has really, he's done some great things for me. Mm-hmm. He really has. And putting this together, I'm working as a financial specialist, working with adults. It was great, but sometimes because of our habits are the reason why we stop doing things.
Yes.
So if we can teach children good financial habits.
My Lord.
Before they become these professionals and these athletes and these, the whole point is that they will have a better financial education.
Uh-huh.
And be more financial literate.
Right.
By the time they get there.
Right.
Instead of waiting to, they already have the money and then it's gone.
You know, what you're saying is so powerful. That, you know, the very thought. Like I invite the parents that are listening to this broadcast, get your children, bring them to the radio right now. Because a child, you know, the Bible says child, you know, he tells us to be as little children, right? Be teachable, be open, and a child can actually, but thinking outside of the box, a child can actually bring the family out of poverty.
He could. He actually could. And the way things have been, if you remember Schoolhouse Rock, I'm just a bill, just a lonely old bill. I'm sitting here on Capitol Hill. I remember how a bill became a law through a cartoon, and that was 40 years ago.
Right, right.
So I took the same premise of that with the adventures of Buck Dollar and Rich and his friend Buck. He learns how to save Buck through different stages of his life, and
right.
It's just been an awesome thing. And cartoons are always fun, and if I could teach children with a cartoon,
right,
it kills two birds with one stone.
Absolutely. And I'm thinking about our society. We're actually living in a society where the children are raising the parents. It's just life for what it is in some households. The children are the most stable person in the family because maybe mom or dad or whoever in the household got caught up in drugs, got caught up in this, caught up in that.
Life.
And that child is the one that's praying. That child is the one that's believing God. That child is really the lighthouse in the family. Can you imagine that child going, just thinking out of the box, God can prosper me. I can save the money. I can help my parents. And the parents can, you know, I just know. I've seen parents who bumped their heads, but they were proud that their child succeeded in life.
Absolutely.
God is so good, Rich.
He is.
God is so good. So what survival technique would you advise for someone who feels hopeless due to financial challenges? You know, feel like you're drowning. Feel like, hey, I ain't gonna never come out of this.
I'm going to tell you, Ty, from personal experience, the first thing you need to do is get on your knees. You need to pray. You need to pray to God. Ask Him for the wisdom. Ask Him for the wisdom of Solomon to actually get you where you need to be. He will answer your prayer.
So you're saying just get on your knees and ask God for wisdom, right? Mm-hmm. What biblical, if you could think of some verses of wisdom that can help a person overcome?
There's many, but I've always looked at Psalms 1 was always there, and it's always about making sure that you're in a council. You're
right.
In a council of godly people.
Oh, my Lord.
You have to stay in a council of godly people.
Yes.
Because it's so easy for you to drift away. Because money will actually put you in places that you may not think that you would be.
That's right.
The old saying, you know, more money, more problems.
Uh-huh.
The key is that sometimes the more money you get, you're going to start getting calls from different people. You're going to be getting ideas from other people and say, hey, and they might not have the same interest that you have.
Right, exactly.
And being a Christian and knowing who actually has me in hand,
uh-huh.
the one that's actually been taking me from nothing to more than enough.
Absolutely.
God is the one that does that. And because I believe that and I trust that, honestly, one main technique is pay your tithes.
Pay
your tithes. Your tithes is a principle.
Just a principle.
God honors the principle.
Rich, I love it. God honors the principle. You know, sometimes in the body of Christ, we sometimes get it wrong. We think God honors the person.
Mm-mm.
And they feel like if a person is living holy, 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 then they get to prosper. But if they out there knocking up against the wall and doing crazy stuff, then that's Satan money. That's the devil's money. God honors the principle. And you have people who may not live, quote unquote, your standards. But why is it you need to borrow their money? Oh, somebody said.
Sorry.
Oh, Dr. Ty, you didn't say that. It's the truth. It's the truth. If money is so bad, and if that person is so up the street, down the road, and turned a couple of corners, why do you need to borrow their money?
See, they always say the root of money is the love of money is the root of all evil, right?
Yes, yes,
I yet to find somebody who had money steal my car.
Whoop! Oh, Lord.
So I yet to have that person who had that do something against me to take what I had. So I live on the premise of, yes, the love of it and the lust of money.
The lust of
to me.
Yes.
Is evil.
It's evil.
Because if you're lusting after something, you're gonna get it one way or another.
Right.
And whatever means necessary. That's wrong.
That's the wrong thing. That's that mammon.
Correct.
The mammon, the god of mammon, and the god of God, Jehovah Jireh, my provider, and he's warring against mammon in your life.
Amen.
That lustful desire for money. I want to bring it back to children.
Yeah.
Yes, because in that context, I saw this with my own two brown eyes and heard it with my own two brown ears. And I was like, oh my God. I was doing the event and I invited, you had the father and the young lady, mm-hmm. right? And they both working in the kitchen, you know, at this restaurant, and I just happened to be at the restaurant giving out flyers to this empowerment event that I was putting on. And so the young lady said, oh, I would like to go. Mm-hmm. And the father right there in front of me said, you don't need to go there. You need to stay here. Don't try to dream above yourself.
That's wrong.
So what I am saying is, many times the children can be empowered and elevated if they can get around their wrong-thinking parents.
That's an issue. That's
somebody say pray.
You gotta pray. I can tell you, because in my situation, I've been blessed. I've been blessed by my mother, single mom, raised three boys, but she was a teacher, then assistant principals. And so she, as an educator, she was awesome. And that's what she did. But the problem that I guess a lot of parents had, and it's nothing to blame, but back then they relied on their jobs, their pensions, and their Social Security.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they lived on. So that's what they taught. Go to school, get a good job, and you'll be fine as long as you do what you're supposed to do.
Right.
Well, that's not the same nowadays. Pensions are gone. Most corporations don't have pensions. They have 401ks.
Right.
And a lot of these children now they see these influencers on TV and on their phones, and they don't really understand that not all of those people make that much money.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, the ones that do, they have to understand the taxes behind all that.
Right.
There's a lot that goes into that.
Yes.
And so with everyone trying to be an entrepreneur.
Come on.
If everybody's an entrepreneur, who's working?
Oh, you better watch it.
So not everybody is meant to be an entrepreneur.
You know that's the truth.
So you have to take your God gift.
Uh-huh.
And for me, you take the gift that God gave you,
mm-hmm.
and learn from someone else.
Right.
Go work for them.
Right. And we're about to wrap up this session, mm-hmm. of Living It Out with Rich Harley. But mm-hmm. it's a couple of things I want you to hold on to, because I believe we're going to continue this. we're into this. But I want you to hold on to that some children have parents in their lives that's just not ready to see them elevated. So maybe you can be a mentor. Somebody out there can be a mentor. You could be an encourager. You could be somebody that pushes that child forward. And secondly, you know, learn what you can do, but stay away from what you can't do. But encourage everyone. Rich, I want you to tell them how they can get in touch with you. How can they get your book? And oh, this has been so great.
So the book, you can go to my website. It's a buck dollar. That's BUCKDOLLAR 101.com. So buckdollar101.com. You go to the website. You'll get an autographed book by me. I still autograph my own books, which is awesome. And if you go to my YouTube channel, it's The Adventures of Buck Dollar Rich Holly. The Adventures of Buck Dollar Rich Holly. Like, subscribe. The books come to life. It's a lot of fun, and the kids are actually engaged. I was at an event yesterday, and I had 65 children quiet for 20 minutes.
Wow. Quiet for 20 minutes.
65 children quiet for 20 minutes. The teachers were just asking me to come back.
All right. So if you want your child to start thinking about financial literacy, financial wealth, knowing how to make a difference in the earth while they're here at a young age, don't forget, check out Rich Holly, and he's going to make a difference in your child's life. God bless you.
You've been listening to A Moment of Inspiration with Dr. Ty Dixon. For more information about how you can become involved with this powerful vehicle of love, visit the website soulwinnersconnection.org. Your prayers and financial support are very appreciated. Together, we can make a difference.
This is author Rich Holly. Thank you for listening to my talk with Dr. Ty.
Check out my children's books for grades K through 5. Visit buckdollar101.com to pick up a copy of my books, Can I Have a Dollar and Save My Buck? And coming soon, Invest My Buck and Then Retire My Buck. You can purchase those as ebooks at my website as well. That's buckdollar101.com. God bless.